This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Friday, March 29th, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. Indiana University and Purdue University just under a year ago approved the split of the IUPUI campus into two institutions. As the official launch of IU Indianapolis nears, IU President Pamela Witten says the bar is being set high regarding expectations.
The city of Indianapolis deserves an R1, a freestanding, fully accredited R1 university. We're very, very clear about it. We are going to be the best urban public research university in the country, bar none. And we're on our way.
IU Indianapolis is putting a premium on STEM education and innovation by building a new science and tech corridor. Fort Wayne Mayor Tom Henry died Thursday after a short battle with stomach cancer, his family announced Thursday night. He was 72. The news of Henry's passing came just hours after his family said the mayor had entered hospice care following a cancer-related medical emergency early Wednesday. A city spokesperson told IIB that Deputy Mayor Carl Bandemer is now serving as acting mayor for official duties and actions of the mayor's office until a replacement is named to finish Henry's term. Merrillville-based NiSource has named Vince Parisi, who has been serving as interim president and chief operating officer of subsidiary Northern Indiana Public Service Company, to the position on a permanent basis. Mike Hooper left the role earlier this month to serve as the president of Milwaukee-based We Energies and Wisconsin Public Service. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Members of the Indiana National Guard are set to depart for the U.S.-Mexico border next week. IIB's Kate Sharon has details.
50 men and women, selected from more than 300 volunteers, will head to the Texas border town of El Paso after Easter weekend. The company is set for a 10-month deployment meant to reinforce Texas Governor Greg Abbott's efforts to close off his state's share of the U.S.-Mexico border. Abbott and a growing number of Republican governors say President Joe Biden's administration isn't doing enough to stem the flow of unauthorized migrants. Holcomb announced the deployment in February after visiting the border and following a direct request from Abbott. Adjutant General Dale Lyles, who leads the Hoosier Guard, told soldiers they'd soon, quote, embark upon a great crusade toward the cause of liberty. Holcomb and Guard members alike cited illicit drugs entering Indiana as a primary motivator. Indiana State Police seized 92 pounds of meth, 8 pounds of cocaine, a pound of fentanyl, and half a pound of heroin in a single arrest Tuesday in Indianapolis, Holcomb announced. But he said it's unclear if the drugs entered the country through El Paso because of the arrest's recency. Soldiers are being called up under state active duty, meaning the state of Indiana pays their salaries. The deployment is expected to cost the state of Indiana about $7 million, including pay and allowances, hotel accommodations, transportation, supplies, and maintenance. An earlier statement from the Guard said it had sufficient funds to cover the costs. Kate Sharon, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
The state's Economic Development Agency announced Thursday that it has secured more than $20 billion in committed capital investment during the first quarter of 2024, the best quarter on record in the category. The Indiana Economic Development Corporation said 45 companies committed to spend a total of $20.68 billion on their projects in the state in the coming years, a figure that clocks in at nearly three-quarters of the entire capital investment commitments of 2023, when the state brought in a record $28.7 billion. The previous record for commitments in a single quarter was in the fourth quarter of 2023 with $15.6 billion in commitments. Garmon Construction President Paul Okeson is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.